It took 2 minutes to have a 45, 50 minutes pass. That's because we were not in time. Now we'll rest again. Stay there. A different level of thought from the divine. It is very important that you make yourself available to hear the still small voice. It carries with it the government of God. Any solution it makes is always perfect. To live without it is to live without God. Not that God only comes in the still small voice, but there is a necessity for communication from the God level to man. And when man is in the position to receive the still small voice, he is in a position to receive all kinds of divine thought, which never reaches earth unless there is a listening ear. Let him who has an ear hear what Spirit has to say. And that means that if you wish to fulfill the seven keys of the Father, you must listen for the Spirit to divulge the width, the breadth, the height of those meanings, so that you're not limited to what you might think they mean. Jesus Christ was an open channel. He spoke, but he didn't. God was speaking through Jesus Christ every time he opened his mouth. God spoke through Jesus Christ when he received those instructions, and they came through him to John, who was speaking. When he stood on the earth and said the things he said, who was speaking? He told us it was his Father. And how did he speak? He spoke through his I Am consciousness. An instantaneous translation of divine thought into words. There wasn't any question about the validity, the truth. And if men only knew, they would have laid down everything, got on their knees, and said, thank you. There wasn't a thing he could say to them that wouldn't be good and right for them. And the only thing that would be an obstacle would be self-will, or this concept that we carry of what things ought to be. When we get into this level, without self-will, without human thought, without human concept, we have nothing to oppose the will of the Father. We have nothing to judge the will of the Father. And if we receive the word and act upon it, without judging it, we will find that our action is done in such a way that whatever we do fits in, accomplishes its goal with a greater sense of having achieved the target than we would have if we had worked on our own level of awareness. Now, I don't say that you have to go into meditation to go to the grocery store. And there are many things in this world that you do that do not involve major decisions. But at the level where decisions are necessary, this is the level to work. It will unknot all of the ramifications that you may face in making a decision. It may give you answers that are very delicate. And when you have problems that you can't solve and don't know the answers to, that seem unsolvable, this is where you go. Nothing is without an answer. And nothing is without the inevitability of a miracle if necessary. Miracles are not miracles to God, they're just routine. Every healing of the Christ came from the Spirit of God, revealing not a healing, not a boy lifted out of a tomb, not a girl lifted out of a comatose nature, but revealing the perfection of that individual. What we had seen was the error. There was nobody there like we had seen. The perfection of each individual was revealed through Jesus' consciousness. And in seeing the perfection of each individual, that appeared as a healing. When you see the perfection through the inner method of an individual, it will appear as a healing. Because that person is not a person. That is the Spirit of God there, and you're seeing that as a person. When it's restored by the higher Spirit to being a spirit, it then appears to you as a perfect person. Everyone, everywhere, conceals perfection. Even a dying man. Some of the healings you've seen and heard about are surprising to many of us because we don't know how it's accomplished. We just don't know why. But we do know that when the person is an open consciousness and has not an army of concept that somehow spirit gets there so quickly that instantaneous healings happen that way. We've all seen the instantaneous type of healing and we can't understand it. How does an individual whose heart is going through this blood spasm. And in 2 minutes, he won't be here anymore. And the snap of a finger, practically, suddenly the blood stops. There's no bleeding. He's right. He feels good. And he's an old man, but it doesn't matter. Feels fine. He can rest now. How does it happen? Nobody does it, but somebody stands open to the Spirit. And he, fortunately, stands open to the Spirit because he's near unconscious at the time and he has no blockage. He's not thinking how terrible this is. He's past all that thinking. So we do have miracles, but they are nothing but the perfection of the individual showing forth when there is no human thought to block it. I'm glad you have an opportunity to dwell on the inner, because you will learn from that that you can go past insolvable riddles in your life, and that no matter what stands in your way, it's only an illusion. And when you are able to get out of the human thought, which you may not think you have, but when you get out of thought and stand in the secret place of the Most High, the Spirit, having nothing to block its expression in the outer, functions in you in the inner, and then lo and behold, what appears outer is the expression of perfect Spirit in you. And there is nothing that cannot be done. There's no exception. At many times, we can't reach that level, but the potential is always present. Now, if you think you have something wrong right now, I want you to join me in this inner expression. There are people here who are also in the inner, and we want to touch your consciousness as you become aware of the inner Spirit and yield to it. As you learn that you are as accessible to Spirit as anyone in the universe, in fact, you are I Am. And from anywhere in the universe, something can come to you expressing its perfection. There is nothing that is beyond possibility. Blessed are the peacemakers. When we establish the realm of peace, the Spirit flows. Wherever it finds divine peace, it flows. Now, we have gone through this exercise only because it is necessary for you to know that it is possible for you to experience the Spirit where you stand. And when you experience the Spirit, it should teach you that you are not a material mortal being, because Spirit is not flowing where matter is. There is no Spirit and matter. If you have the flow of Spirit within you, then you must realize that I am not a material being. And as you realize it, you are approaching the level where you will find eternity is within your grasp. This may be the first time that we've had a 2-hour meditation, but I think we can easily do it. And a lot of good will come from it. Now, don't despair if you haven't been able to hold it for 2 hours. Many people cannot at first. But you will live in this consciousness someday. You will actually live in the consciousness of Spirit, which means what is now called meditation in the human sphere. But you will be living in that way, in that method, normally. So it won't hurt you if you fail to develop the full consciousness at once. It's important to become used to the fact that you must reach within and reach the Father within, and that the Christ of you being one with the Father, that's your weapon. That's what Revelation was all about. That's what the woman gave birth to. She gave birth to the Christ within, and she found the Christ, and she can commune with the Christ and give her life to the Christ, and the Christ can give her life. And that's what you're doing. The Christ is the go-between, the one we go to who goes to the Father. And then as we go to the Christ, we learn that we are the Christ, and we go to the Father. And that I don't know any better place to go. I repeat, don't be concerned if you cannot get the full measure of silence and inner receptivity. Just your trying to is a step toward it. Everyone has difficulty at one time or another, especially people who have never done it before. But this is your opportunity to learn to do it. Well, I probably should let you stay in it, but we'll step out so that we can continue a lesson on this sphere. It's rather strange, but what you don't hear on a tape is probably the most productive. And everybody buys tapes to hear things. Now, where are you going to receive the word from? It may come from anywhere. It comes in the infinite spirit. It may localize as someone in Duluth, Minnesota, talking to you, or an idea that you will put into use in Duluth, Minnesota. Or it may be Pakistan. It can be anywhere. Space is nothing to the spirit. The spirit doesn't even recognize space. The infinite is where the spirit operates instantly. And you really are in touch, though you may not know it, with anywhere in infinity, instantly. I've been in touch with many areas of the world as you meditate, and the strangest things do happen. You contact a person you didn't know on a battleship somewhere in the Pacific, and you didn't know he was there or it was there, but he's the one you have to get to, and somehow you do, and that makes something else possible, and all of that connection. In the infinite. It starts in the infinite, in the invisible, and ends up as a connection with a person in a battleship. You don't know why or how, but it does. The invisible intelligence of the spirit is so incredible. And when we hear that it is omniscient, we discover that it truly is. And because of omnipresence, it is omniscient everywhere. And because of omnipotence, it can send whatever it wants to anywhere. You see how all things collaborate instantaneously. Someone in Pakistan can be healed a second by someone who is in the spirit, in contact with truth. Whatever passes from the spirit to Pakistan is certainly not here, but the same thing happens. The person who you meditate for is next to you, right next to you, closer than next to you, nearer than breathing, nearer than hands and feet, instantly. It's sort of like a telephone company. With all these wires crossing each other. The telephone company might be a sort of a duplicate of what the infinite spirit is, but a duplicate in a very small way. Now it's necessary for this to transfer to you, so that you have access to infinity. And your access to infinity is by the knowledge realized in consciousness that before Abraham was, I am. And I am is that infinity realized in consciousness. You may be drawing ideas from philosophers who lived years ago. You may find the secret of something in medicine that no one knows about. Instantaneously, it comes to you from the invisible. You are in a position when you have realized your I am consciousness for all infinity to be operating through you. Nothing less than infinity can operate through you, because infinity is all there is. And it's one. It's one, so that it does operate as a unit. I hope this is opening up to some of you who have wondered what your capacities are. Your capacities are infinite. No one's capacity is greater than yours, because everyone's capacity is infinite. In fact, what we have touched upon is just a little phase of these infinite capacities. In Revelation, this is not openly discussed, but the I Am consciousness is discussed. It is very rarely fully understood, and I probably don't understand it fully either. But the point of it is, you can't understand infinity. It eludes you. You can open to it, and it can increase and increase and increase until you know that you are the channel through which infinity operates. That may be a little higher than you had wanted to operate. You may have felt all I wanted was a little spiritual understanding, but there's no such thing as a little spiritual understanding. There's infinity, and there's matter. The two. There's one, which is real, and there's the other, which is a level of consciousness which the human race has held on to. And the realization of I Am is going to lift you above the human race, the mortal race, the limited race, the race that still insists on digging its grave. And as you attain these levels, you see, you're stepping out of that which is going to find a grave. I mean, there's no sense in living that way when this is available. It's just a matter of constantly opening up, constantly going within, and letting the Christ of your being be the thinker, be the body. Slowly you're leaving your body, you're leaving your mind, and you're doing it for a greater good. It would be wise to look through the Bible, preferably in the book of John, and pick up the various times that Jesus uses the phrase, I Am. See what happens next. And you may have missed a big point that now becomes apparent to you. He's referring to a consciousness that he's trying to tell you can be your consciousness, and you've got to work at it. That's all there is to it. You've got to work at it. I've given you only one way. And you'll find the undercurrent of take no thought is probably the way you get started in working at it, because as you take no thought, Christ will take thought where you are. More and more of what we ought to do becomes apparent to us, and we're going to learn more and more of what we ought to do as we go and find those passages in the Bible which are meaningful to us. We're not going to be left as we started out. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And that means you are going to make it. Now, there aren't many people needed to dwell with the Father. You don't have to have a tape group of 10 people or 5. You can have a tape group of 1. Whoever gets into the Father's kingdom has to do it on his own. It won't be a group effort. Each individual must walk in unescorted. And the only way he'll walk into that kingdom is in his invisible self. You won't just walk in and say, "Here I am." You'll have to learn how to get down to invisibility first. And that means losing your humanhood completely. Sort of paradox, but that's the beauty of the kingdom. There's no mortal has ever lived in it. I repeat, you are immortal, and that should be your song of the Lamb. Again and again in the silence, reiterating the truth that you are immortal. And as you reiterate it, other facets of your immortality will become known to you. There will be a day when mortality is almost a dirty word. Well, lots of love. I'll see you in the morning.